This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of our state's newest laws.
Senate Bill 727.
There are different effective dates for varying portions of Senate Bill 727, which creates and modifies provisions relating to elementary and secondary education. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor.
Increases the cap up to $75 million and then also would allow it to go higher based on certain criteria. We also change the formula. So right now it's currently based on the state adequacy target. We do kind of mirror what's in our formula for kids with special needs, kids with IEPs, and also kids with free and reduced lunch. Currently in statute, we have a geographical barrier. What this is, it makes it statewide as well. And then we also create another category of kids that would go up to 400% of free and reduced lunch.
House Bill 2287 also relates to education and took effect on August 28th.
The federal reimbursement allowance, which some political insiders refer to as the FRA.
Senate Bill 748 modifies provisions relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County is among its supporters.
This is money that is critical to keeping our hospitals and nursing homes and critical health care services funded around the state of Missouri.
This new law also took effect on August 28th.
Max's law is a bill that I've now filed for three different sessions. This is the third session.
Senate bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861 became an omnibus public safety bill. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is the sponsor. His original legislation had one provision.
It's named after a St. Joseph police canine named Max who was shot and killed in the line of duty 3 years ago. Right now, it's actually a more serious crime to break out the window of a police car than it is to kill a police canine. What Max's law does very simply is it raises the penalty for injuring or killing a law enforcement canine to a felony offense, meaning if somebody's convicted, they could actually spend time in prison for that crime. One of the other provisions that's a part of the bill this year is Valentine's Law, and this is actually named after a St. Louis County police officer who was killed during a high speed pursuit.
This measure also became law on August 28th.
Fought tirelessly to stop from passing a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood.
House Bill 2634 modifies provisions relating to public funding of abortion facilities and affiliates and provisions relating to Missouri Health Net providers. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is among this measure's opponents.
The reality is that despite abortion already being illegal in Missouri, this harmful legislation only serves to make it more difficult for women to have access to critical health needs like birth control, STI checks, and cancer screenings.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.